Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Coming at you live tonight from the Public Broadcasting Network. Right? You're hearing us right now. And it's dark outside. You're hearing me live. And hopefully we can get things built up again. Rolling. Can't fail to mention the sponsor, TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. But yes, let's get things rolling. Apparently it's International Women's Day. And I programmed and some material for us tonight for International Women's Day. Because I can't be a hypocrite, you know, we did Black History, right? So it's actually Women's Month, apparently. Because, you know, anytime Black people fight for the right to do something, there's the women right there behind, or demanding that or more. So, anyways, I think we're going to go ahead and I'm going to have to do some research on that, but I know today is supposed to be a day for women. So, I wanted to cover Karens, but good God, it's so brutal. It's brutal. It's I'd rather go over police brutality stuff even more, because the Karras stuff is so brutal. It was all white females. I literally had a list of just nothing but Karen stuff to go through. It's all white females. So I did my best to diversify the content for the night. You know, we'll have Karen here, maybe Karen there. Well, maybe we'll just start off at one, just to set the tone here, and maybe slide our way on down from that. So, yes, let's hop into it. Oh, by the way, and I will be having at least one clip of Dr. Rashad per show, because he's so awesome. He's so great. He's literally doing everything that I want to do, except for I'm going to get to that level. I'm going to be doing more. I don't care about the ethics of a journalist getting involved. No, I'm going to get involved. I'm definitely going to be sending lawyers places. I'm going to be sending security to different places. I'm going to be sending all kinds of stuff. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Yes, I will be getting involved. I'm an activist first, journalist second. But anyways, we got a clip from Dr. Rashad. Let's go ahead and go through that.
Oh my god damn this stupid lady. Get out of my way, lady. You stupid.
Indisputable has the entire background. Let's put the picture full mass here. The woman who you saw saying racial slurs, being derogatory, and saying, give me my dollar back, is still unidentified. This was in Houston. She was a passenger on a Houston bus. She shouted racial slurs at the driver. And this actually happened on Thanksgiving Day. Somebody submitted this information to us, and we started to work on the background of why. Here is Jonathan Gonzalez, who filmed the woman you just saw. Gonzalez is an avid weightlifter, was headed home from 24-hour fitness on Thanksgiving Day. So he jumped on the Houston Metro, southbound, 29 bus. Holiday cheer was spoiled when the woman shouted abuses. She claimed the driver was letting black passengers on without paying the fare. That's what she said. Of course, it upset me. I don't even like to say the N-word that we use. That's the most derogatory, downfought word that's ever been used against us. Of course, I'm going to want to record it. I want to talk about the racial harassment that black people endure. All right. The incident wasn't Gonzalez's first encounter with racism. A white shoplifter once called his co-worker the N-word when he stepped, when he stopped him. Gonzalez said he wishes he could have recorded that incident. People like attention. This isn't about getting attention for myself. This is about bringing it to everyone's attention. Because honestly, if we didn't use the cameras on our phones, the justice system can make up things against us. If there wasn't any video, there wouldn't be any justice for African Americans. I concur. Line 14 of Houston Metro's code of conduct bans disorderly conduct in a public place under the Texas Penal Code. A representative of Metro told Indisputable Metro Police can cite or suspend riding privileges from 2 weeks to permanently, depending on the severity of the offense. Metro takes matters such as these seriously, they told us. Our operators are public servants who work every day to provide safe, clean, reliable, accessible, and friendly public transportation to our customers. There's more. She continued, the operator filed a report detailing her encounter with the customer. However, the customer left the area shortly after the incident. To date, no citation has been issued. So let me now explain why she assumed black people were riding the bus at no cost. So she pays her money. She's on the bus. It's a dollar. Well, others utilize their cell phones to make payment, which is common for that particular bus company. They pay with their cell phone. The white female assumed that black people were getting on the bus for free, even though they were not. This $1 dynamic caused so much rage inside of this one passenger that she engaged in extreme racism and also decided, well, yeah, to say, give me my dollar back. Well, ma'am, you were wrong. All right. Your dollar was actually the same dollar as everyone else, just a different methodology of payment. But think about the hate that's inside of a person when they're mad at a black person getting a $1 damn ride. Think about how much hate you must have inside of you to get upset about somebody getting a dollar. No, nobody got a $1 free ride. But even if somebody did, who gets that mad about it? All right. David, thoughts here.
First of all, I think the internet's going to do its job, and we're going to find out who this woman is pretty quickly. And secondly, I mean, to your point, there are a lot of people who are walking around with a lot of hatred inside of them and who have a lot of anger issues. And unfortunately, it's not just sort of their own anger that affects them, but affects everybody else who's just trying to, you know, get to work, do their jobs, drive the bus, work on public transportation, the police who are trying to keep the peace. This becomes a disturbance for everybody. So it's, again, it's not just that she's racist or that she's got some mentally disturbed problems. The issue is that she's exposing a lot of other people to a very unfortunate situation that could put them, that could essentially ruin their day. If she was just doing this at home, fine, that's one thing. But when you're in a closed bus, you're essentially, you're captive there, and you have no place to go except to have to deal with this.
That's right. And this is a reality for young people who ride the bus, for those who are part of various groups. And naturally, advocacy groups, many of us, we will get on the bus first. When we engage in a particular action in the city of Atlanta, you can't have people like this continue to disrupt the flow of decency. All right. So, yeah, we'll see. Somebody knows who she is.
Whoo. Yeah. I don't know. I think I could probably narrow this down. Because this white woman is ugly as sin. This is probably the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life. And she perceives, I think her senses are overly acute. I know she probably gets discriminated against on a daily basis because of how ugly she is. I mean, this isn't just ugly. She's monstrous. She's a huge slob. I mean, she's probably, you know, 60 years old. I don't know, anywhere 50 to 60. Just totally just 300-pound disgusting body. She's a monster. In the literal sense of the word. I'm pretty sure she sees people, you know, get pretty people privilege or, you know, some kind of insider privileges all the time that she doesn't get any part of. I'm trying to sympathize with her, even though she's a monster of a person inside and out. But this person is hideous. And so that creates a vile personality. The hate for her isn't against this group or that group. I think the hate is her own self-hate because the rest of society hates her too. I mean, you could put, you could string some pork chops around this woman's neck. You couldn't get any dog to come within 100 yards of her. She's that ugly. That's coming from me. I think all women are beautiful. Women are beautiful creatures. I love women. I love women. I love women. But this one, you couldn't pay me to look her way without making fun of her. So I'm gonna just sympathize with her on this. But anyways, story time from the hell yeah, similar experience. I was actually on a trolley here years ago, here in Poland. It's on a trolley, and I do believe it's sort of the same scenario. Woman didn't think I paid because I didn't use coins, because that's like something a tourist would use. And how dare I be a citizen, right? How dare I be here legally? And yeah, there, transit people, they dress the same. I can spot them. They try to look like they're undercover. They're not. I got off the trolley. I need to get off that. And they tried to stop me. Wait. You wait here. We're calling the police. Okay? No habla inglés. Watch them all look at each other. And I just... I try walking off. They're like... You know, try touching me. No, I quickly, you know, swipe their hands off me, start cussing in Spanish, gave them the finger, and walked off. So, yeah, bad on them too for doing that. I don't know a lot of Spanish, but I know enough for what I need to get out of the situation. Because, yeah, a lot of people here speak English. I mean, most of the population understands, if not are fluent. But throw some Spanish on them. Oh, well, shoot. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Yeah, I don't know. So... Women, if you're ugly, just celebrate being ugly. You're an ugly person inside. Nobody, you know, it's one thing to be ugly on the outside, but if you're going to show your ugliness on the inside, what's the point? I think the uglier you are, the sweeter you should be. You should be pleasant be around. Instead of being some old tyrannical hag. You know, what they say, God don't like ugly. I don't think anybody likes ugly. I mean, this woman, it looks like she just gave up on life. No attempt at makeup, even. I think she was wearing a big old wife beater cutoff shirt, something like that. Just a slob. When you're that ugly, put something nice on. Put some makeup on. Show people that at least you care about yourself. You know, you may have hit every ugly stick on the way down, falling through a tree. But get up and try to have some pride about yourself. And try to act like a good person. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here, and we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
I say all or nothing for Ukraine. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use code Lighthouse at protectwithbear.com just in case you ever need to use your firearm. The war in Ukraine started 1 year and 2 days ago. Let's reflect a little. The U.S. wasn't going to send tanks because that would cause World War III. Now we are sending tanks, but they're not going to get there for over a year. So the U.S. federal government intends to send money and other support for at least another year. Over $113 billion U.S. dollars have already been sent to the Ukraine. That's over $900 per taxpayer. How much of that money and how many lives have been lost because of our gradual support? We should have either been all in with everything that Ukraine needs from day one, or we should have stayed out entirely. Russia is famous for winning wars of attrition. Thousands or millions more will die. Western support needs to be aimed at winning or just give up. All or nothing. Either way, it will be cheaper financially and cost far fewer lives. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Told Chubby how to keep my composure. It ain't over till I give me some closure. Wanted dead, over alive is my profile. Hostile is the friend for my state of grace. Severely a mental disorder, where reality is highly distorted. Psychosis weak in the mind, inclined to small doses as we approach this ever relentless quest for revenge. While those who expose and pretend this life is just a big bowl of cherries, a bunch of fairies screaming to be scary. It's sell it to the innocent. Oh yeah, they're buying it.
All right. So this is our short segment. So I guess we should rapid fire a couple of these. Mike, let's go with the four officers. I think it's the last one.
Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
The indictment names former Detective Joshua Janes, Detective Kelly Goodlett, and Sergeant Kyle Meany, all charged with submitting a false affidavit to search Taylor's home. Paperwork also names former Officer Brett Hankison, who was later fired for allegedly firing his weapon blindly during the raid and striking a neighboring unit. A jury previously acquitted him of related charges, but these are now federal.
Defendant Hankison traveled away from Ms. Taylor's doorway to the side of the building and fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's apartment through a bedroom window and a sliding glass door that were both covered with blinds and curtains.
Somebody! Somebody!
Taylor's case and the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis led to intense scrutiny and calls for police accountability and reform across the nation. In Taylor's case, one of the officers now charged with submitting a false affidavit claimed a postal inspector informed him that the target of their drug trafficking investigation had been receiving packages at Taylor's address. Prosecutors say the officer Goodlett knew that was false, but Sergeant Meany approved the warrant application anyway.
Specifically, we allege that Ms. Taylor's Fourth Amendment rights were violated when defendants Joshua Janes, Kyle Meany, and Kelly Goodlett sought a warrant to search Ms. Taylor's home knowing that the officers lacked probable cause for the search.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the three officers then took steps to cover up their unlawful conduct after Ms. Taylor's death and conspired to mislead federal, state, and local authorities. The Justice Department has been investigating the Louisville Police Department and the county government for more than a year, part of a pattern or practice investigation.
We're looking at whether the LMPD uses excessive force, improper searches, or racially discriminatory policing. That ongoing investigation is separate from today's charges.
And shortly after that announcement today, in a press conference, the legal team and attorneys for Breonna's family say this does provide some justice in the case. Her mother went on to say this is a moment, Chance, that she has been waiting for 874 days.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, Miss Breonna Taylor is also a police officer. Now, you know, it's something. And to me, it almost seems like it's a hit job. Because, for one thing, cops, there's a certain level of looking out for each other. There is a certain level of brotherhood, even if you are a woman, even if you are black. There is a certain level of a courtesy given. It may not be as of high quality of another white male police officer, but you are still afforded something. As a female, as a minority, joining the force. They obviously know where you live. Okay? Oh, okay, an EMS? Okay, because this picture, I got of her standing in front of... Okay, yeah, I think you're right. She may be an EMS. Okay, still. She works hand-in-hand with police every day in her city, in her town. Hand-in-hand. I would think that there would be some level of some kind of discretion. These people, with the level of surveillance that they have, license plate readers and things like that, they should know who they're dealing with. When the police show up to a house, they know whose house they're going to. Okay? There are license plates that match addresses. There is a certain level of knowledge that police can have. And so I think this may just be a hit. I'll give you more on my theory after we come back from break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't talk to me. You're not supposed to be in my face.
So get the fuck out of my face.
My, you insist. You gotta talk that shit. You gotta keep that all day's breath all up in my face. I remember when you would never lie to a friend. You were so high, you were so shy, you were so fucked up anyway. Life keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future.
This is how we learn. Somebody better stop me, or at least stop his feet before we start getting out of hand. This is how we learn.
How we learn.
And this is how we. Somebody better stop me, or at least stop his feet before we start getting out of hand. This is how we learn.
How we learn.
And this is how we.
All right. So, more of my theory about this shooting of this silent officer or EMS. She's an emergency responder, either way. So if she's an EMS, and it shows the method in which the police use to get rid of somebody, it shows what it is. It shows the reason why they got rid of that person. It can be taken from... the result, when you think about the method, the extrapolation of the information is there, especially when you see the back end of it. these police officers have fraudulent reports. They lied on their reports about what happened to this woman. I can tell you, Miss Taylor, more than likely, now, just work, stay with my conspiracy brain here. More than likely, was a proud black woman, did a damn good job, okay? But seeing as that you're in the job, in the work that you're in, you have dirty, corrupt people around you, she's probably one to not bend to any bullcrap. She's probably been asked to fake reports. She's probably been asked to cover up evidence. She's probably been asked to, you know, bear false witness. And she doesn't do it. Has probably gotten a few officers in trouble in her career. So more than likely, she became a mark, a target for these cops. She's probably a huge headache to these corrupt cops. And they just went and assassinated her. Okay? An emergency responder is going to come to the front door. They're going to talk to the police. They know the protocol. From firemen to EMS to police, emergency responders, you know, there's a way that you deal with each other. These cops crept around the house, look into the back window, and fired upon her. It was an assassination. It wasn't poor police misconduct. It wasn't, you know, that they accidentally didn't use protocol. This woman was murdered outright. Okay, I want to get through as many of these as humanly possible. Let's skip away from the cop stuff for a minute. Let's go with. A lot of cop stuff. Oh, very quickly, the mother and daughter. Let's go with that, Mike.
Americans who support gun rights may point to our next story as a reason why. The incredible scene in Oklahoma caught on surveillance, a man armed with a shotgun confronting a mother and daughter inside of their store. But the women didn't back down. They grabbed their guns. Here's ABC's Zachary Keesh with the late details.
He was armed and dangerous. Police say that's a thief, strapped with a shotgun, robbing this Tulsa, Oklahoma liquor store. It looks like he's about to get away with it. But watch. As the crook turns away, the mother-daughter duo grab guns of their own. Mother Tina Rang takes aim and fires multiple rounds.
I saw the shotgun, I saw him, and I just started to shoot.
The alleged robber returns, shot in the leg and limping, but he won't give up.
We were wrestling for the gun. My thoughts were just empty the gun, empty the gun, empty the gun. That's all I could think of was just to empty the gun.
He wrestles the gun away, pistol whips her, and tries to go after her daughter, Ashley Lee.
I just wanted him to get out of there. He just kept coming back at me, and he just kept coming back.
But just like a scene out of a movie, she squeezes off a round at point-blank range. Mother and daughter fighting for their lives, finally able to run out of the store to safety. Tina says her daughter won't be working there anymore. As for the suspect, he's in police custody in the hospital. Now, police say he could be connected to at least 10 other robberies in the area. Tom?
Some incredible moments on video there and incredible bravery.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I think, you know, this whole gun debate thing, it's really silly. It's one thing to say that a person shouldn't open carry out in public, but to tell the public that they can't defend their homes is absolutely ridiculous. However, I think it should be standard. It should be standardized for private business owners to have a weapon to defend their property, to defend their business against armed robbers. Now, these two ladies, I'm not going to sit here and say they weren't scared, but they defended themselves. I saw no prejudice in it. They did what they were supposed to do. You know, when guys say they want a little mom and daughter action, I don't think they meant this. Both women, blazing guns. And this is the kind of stuff that we need. We need a society. Of course, you know, we have situations in which they say, oh, well, you know, you don't need a gun because, you know, if your business is insured, you just hand over the money and just hand over the money. What's the problem? You have insurance, the insurance will pay you out. Yeah, one, insurance can take forever. The insurance will do their own investigation on it like it was fraud, like you just made up the situation. Okay. Your premium goes up, right? It's just a headache doing insurance across the board. And on top of it, the insurance can't insure your life. Well, okay, yeah, there's life insurance, but that doesn't that doesn't mean you're going to continue on living. Okay? Insurance isn't going to protect your life. It might protect financials after you're gone. It's not going to protect your life. The only thing that can do that is having sharp senses and a gun, a weapon to defend yourself. So, anyhow, I got a couple of situations right here. You guys remember Tyrell Owens, famous football player? Well, he has had an interaction with a Karen. Let's listen to that one, Mike.
Remember the Karen that went toe-to-toe with Tyrell Owens and then ended up lying? Well, that Karen has been charged with a misdemeanor. Let me remind you of the initial issue. Here it is.
I'm good. What's up, sir?
Not much. What's going on, folks?
I'm driving to my mailbox. Mm-hmm. She telling me I'm speeding, telling me to slow down.
Slow down, and he rolled down his window and he started harassing.
First of all, I didn't harass you. She's telling me to slow down. I said, what do you mean slow down? I said, yo, I'm just going to the mailbox. Then she goes, get the f*** out the middle of the road.
Across the street and you almost hit me.
First of all, I didn't almost hit you. Now you're just making up stuff.
No, I literally
just like a Karen.
You almost hit me.
How did I almost hit you and I'm going to the mailbox?
Me, I was a Karen.
Yeah, I called you a Karen when I came over here after you said I called the police. Absolutely. Then you went on to say, oh, I'm the subject of the HOA meeting, this and that and the other. I got liens. My house, this and that and the other. Then you start bringing up my status, who I was, my HBO, my VH1.
I don't give a
You the one brought it up, lady. I did it. You did it. You did.
Hey, folks.
First of all, I didn't almost hit her. Sir, no, no, no. I'm fine, sir. I didn't almost hit her.
I understand that. Just relax.
I'm not finna sit up here.
He ran the stop sign.
Well, there is no stop sign. What are you talking about?
I understand.
I wasn't, but I asked him to slow down, and he got out of his car and started harassing me. He put his car in park.
Right, because you're going to yell at me and telling me I almost hit you, and I didn't.
But you didn't have to get out of your car.
You didn't have to talk to me that way either, Karen.
You're a black man approaching a white woman.
First of all, you had your boy right here, your husband right here. So first of all, I don't do that type of stuff.
Relax. You did. You put your car in park and you came at me.
I didn't come at you.
Yes, you,
can,
you did.
You can stop all of that, Karen.
Listen, if you guys want
me
here, I can solve it.
He literally came after me.
Here she crying. There's Karen. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Swear to God, I've never been a part of nothing like this. Her husband tried to tell her to go in the house, but no, she wanted to do the whole Karen thing. So I'm going to be here with my camera to show everything. First of all, you need to stop that.
You were speeding through the neighborhood.
It was not. I was in the garage. You're lying now because I was sitting in the garage.
She's been charged with a misdemeanor with a lying ass. Put up the picture, please. So this particular Karen said a few things. She said, you're a black man approaching a white woman. Whoa, wait a minute. I mean, she utilized black man as if she means you are a wild beast. You are a monstrous criminal. I mean, what does that have to do with your tears, madam? He's an African-American male. He can legally be that. Also, she said, she was harassed by Mr. Owens. She also indicated, according to the narrative, that the HOA has issues with Mr. Owens. She said he had the audacity to put his car in park. Okay. Let me give you the background. Court records show that Caitlin Davis was hit with a second degree misdemeanor charge for false reports. Yep. False reports. Because all those lies she told. This is how you deal with Karenicity. Now, I've said this before. For everyone who has one of those Karen moments and the police are called and you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to just let it go. I'm going to forgive what happened here. But Karen, I hope you learned a lesson. No way. They have learned a damn thing. You're going to have to go ahead and file a police report. You're going to have to show it to court. You got to prosecute fullest extent of the law. All right? You are not doing the society a favor unless you prosecute Karenicity. I'm telling you now, it will come back. The only thing I've seen these Karens respect on some level is when they get those handcuffs around their wrist. So according to documents, authorities say that she knowingly gave false information to a law enforcement officer about the spat. Records show she's due in court in December for a hearing. We will be there. If convicted, she's facing jail time. All right. Now, when I say we will be there, we will make sure we report and give you the update. Owens would speak to Cuomo about the Karen being charged. Here it is.
Now she's charged. Do you like that she is charged? Do you want to prosecute her?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if the roles were reversed, obviously, they would be going to the full extent of the law to charge me. So again, it's not about me. I just think about others that may have been in this situation and that they didn't, like I said, have the status or just the wherewithal to do what I did. Like I said, it could have been obviously gravely different. And so again, I want to be able to use this platform, obviously, to kind of shed light on really what goes on. Like I said, it doesn't matter what type of neighborhood you're in. This is the reality of the life of a black individual or a black American.
Now, damn it, that's how you do it. Absolutely. Yes, I want to charge. I want to prosecute it 100%. There you go. Sir, I'm going to say this, and I don't say this lightly, Mr. Owens. You are the number one anti-Karen right now in my world. All right. TMZ wanted a statement when TMZ Sports reached out to Mr. Owens. His quote was, Karen is real. You see? Trey, thoughts here.
I mean, I think the part, you know, where she said while crying, you know, you're a black man approaching a white woman sort of tells the whole tale, you know, because for a very, very, very long time, that was literally all they had to say in a situation like that. And everybody, you know, any authority figure, a law enforcement officer, anybody would have been like, oh, my God, that's true. Lock him up, you know, and as T.O. himself pointed out, you know, that type of thing still happens. Like he, you know, who knows if he hadn't been a Hall of Fame wide receiver, very high profile, successful guy. Also, I'm from Tennessee, so I would point out he's the all time greatest University of Tennessee Chattanooga mock. He played at Tennessee Chattanooga in college. Love T.O. But yeah, if he wasn't who he is, it still could have gone that way. And it might have turned out exactly how she expected it to. You know what I mean? It's just she happened to start her Karenicity, as you put it, with a high profile and high status black man, you know, because it goes the other way all the time. But the more stuff like this happens and people like T.O. push back and prosecute, like you said, then maybe we can continue to sort of whittle away at the overall culture of Karenness in this country.
Yeah, but one can only hope. But even in the scenario that we saw in video, you clearly see the officer telling T.O. to calm down.
Yeah.
But the white woman is the one who's irate. So even in that, the bias of the officer still is clear in how he dealt with the situation initially.
Yeah. Because the programming is there. The programming is there. I don't know how many times we have to see this, but I mean, at least it came out in words. We don't have to assume. Oh, black man approaching a white woman. Yeah, it's true. That's all that it used to take to put a black man in jail. Used to. That's true. But this isn't seen in our society anymore. It's not shown on television. It's not a part of. You know, I wonder, because I'm not even sure if her parents taught her this, or if this is something that she has seen. I'm really thinking that this is some sort of psychological programming. I'm really thinking. I mean, cop, you know, calm down, mister, calm down. Oh, pretty little white girl, what's going on? Tell me a story. What's wrong? But then again, I think he probably realized who the hell he was talking to, Mr. Terrell Owens. I'm pretty sure this officer's watched a game or two and decided to switch gears. I don't want to say that that's the only thing that saved the situation, but it might be. But yeah, it's because I mean, if you were to interview this woman, you know, were you raised racist? No. Well, do you hate black people? No. You know, she could probably even pass a lie detector test. But it's in the way that we act that does the programming. I'm pretty sure as a small girl, her mother may have never said anything bad about black people or something, but maybe, you know, took her daughter and switched, you know, walking down the road, walked to the other side of the road to avoid a black man or you know, picked up her child and, you know, made her feel safe in the presence of a black person. I'm thinking it's subliminal. I'm thinking it's just in the way the programming works. It's in our actions. It's in our mannerisms now. I don't think, hell, it might even be genetic memory at this point. But I really want to get down to the bottom of this. And we need to be careful with this kind of stuff. How we teach our children. How you women, you mothers out there. You mothers. It's one thing to keep your children safe, but if you're paranoid, because of the way that you were brought up, or you have some programming underneath that you're not aware of, you should probably take personal inventory. Okay? You should probably take personal inventory. Because this is always going to affect the children. It's always going to affect the children. And just you Karens out there, you Karens. I mean, mad. And I don't get it. Oh, black man approaching little white girl. We're not all just all goo goo gaga about you white women. We're not. Some of us think it is the total betrayal to be with a white woman, to have sex with a white woman. Some of us think it's a total betrayal against our own people. A lot of us want to just keep it black. A lot of us are mentally aware of the genocide that's happening against us. And will only have sex with black women to propagate and to keep us going. For you Karens out there, think that you are just God's gift to the earth. And every black man that sees you desires you. You really have been taught wrong. You've been taught wrong. And it's funny too, because us black men, we're very vocal about who we're attracted to. We're extremely vocal. Like, yeah, hey girl, what's going on? You got a boyfriend? You want to go out? Already, let's do it. We don't waste time. We're extremely vocal. If there's a black man around you and he's not hitting on you, chances are he does not give a damn about you. You know, we're not timid. Keep secret crushes or hold secret fantasies. Ugh. We're not timid like that. Very alpha when it comes to the women. So if you're not being raped, you're not being hit on, you know, shut the hell up. Really. Some of you just live up in your own heads and think you're a god. Get over yourselves. Please.
This is your emergency broadcast system.
We're going to pick this up on the other side of the commercial break. Top of the hour. Stay tuned.
All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.